Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I connected, and I'm hearing the introduction to the broadcast class. And, gosh, I mean, I just made it by a couple seconds. And that's one of the problems with atomic clocks, that the time is generally right. And, you know, we used to set our clocks a few minutes ahead so we wouldn't be late. I guess I don't know if I can do that. I don't think I can. Unless I move all the numbers around. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly. The USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving in the United States of America. It's celebrated different days in different countries. But generally speaking, it's around now, in the end of November. And it is a day that we're thankful in the United States for a bountiful harvest. And, you know, the time that we've got our harvest in, and we're prepared for winter. Now, the Native Americans in the United States might know it as a different day. They might call it Thanksgiving Day, since the Europeans arrived here and took over the country and relieved the American Indians from having to hunt so many buffalo. We thinned out the herd. What an awful thing we did. And I believe we owe our Native American friends a sincere apology, and I don't think we can fix it because we've paved over their land, the land that they took care of and didn't destroy as we did. And tomorrow, so Thanksgiving is celebrated tomorrow in the United States. And I'm running a rebroadcast of the last broadcast with Kurt Wilson. And so he and I were on the air, and we're having a good time. And if you want to remember Kurt Wilson and the days that, you know, we're having a lot of fun, that will be tomorrow's class. And little did we know, a couple months later, he wouldn't be able to do any more broadcasts because Kurt Wilson passed away last week. A great man, great broadcaster, great teacher. And I got an email, where do we get his oregano oil? Well, his family is still operating the business, Survival Enterprises. And you can go to SE1, the letter S as in survival, E as in enterprises, the number 1.us. And you can find their store, and you can order the oil of oregano, the most concentrated kind, from them. And that's where I buy it. And I pay the same price that everyone else does. And I got a question about castor oil for, hold on just one second. Okay, I just stepped over to the bookcase, and for cataracts, Dr. Sheely has recommended using castor oil. And the kind I have in my hand that I use is made by a company called HUMCO, H-U-M-C-O. And when you buy it, you need to make sure that the oil is USP, U.S. Pharmacopeia. Okay, and this little bottle is 6 fluid ounces, and I put it in a very clean eyedropper. And what I do is I lie down, I'm going to bed, and I look up, I put one drop in the inside corner of each eye, one drop, and I look left, right, all around, make sure it coats the lens, and close my eyes. And sometimes if I put a video in, and if I don't mind watching it blurry, I'll put it in while I'm watching a video. And you'll see, generally, according to Dr. Sheila, you'll see results in about a month or so. I saw results the next day. So I'm not offering medical advice. I'm just repeating what Dr. Sheila has said over the air during the 10 years plus that we have been broadcasting. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very, very well. And you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, thank you for waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I've been awake for maybe about 20, 30 minutes now. So I'm beginning to wake up a bit. So that's good. But it is really sad about Kurt Wilson. It's so unexpected. But I just wanted to say that it wasn't really COVID that killed him. It was the treatment protocol that killed him. And if he hadn't gone to the hospital and gotten put on remdesivir and been put on the vent, then maybe there was a chance that he could have survived. But it's getting put on the remdesivir that makes your kidneys malfunction, fills your lungs up with fluid, and drowns you from the inside. That is what kills you. If anyone, I mean, once again, this is not medical advice, but this is what people are doing in the hospital. They are murdering people with this drug remdesivir, and it's completely unconscionable, and it's being called the modern guillotine, and I would tend to agree. It's so sad because he was such a great guy, you know, and nobody deserves to die, but, you know, Kurt Wilson, he could have contributed so much more. You know, even if he was having heart issues, people get over heart issues sometimes. Maybe he might have survived, but it was the remdesivir that really did him in.
I wasn't there, so I don't have those facts, but it was very, very sad. And here's what happened. He was in a situation, the whole family was, he and his wife and his son and his son's friend. And they were in public, and they came back, and they all got sick right away. And then they all got better, you know, a few days later. And then Kurt had a relapse, and he never recovered from it. And so that's what happened with Kurt Wilson, as told to me by his son. And
it's so sad.
And I'm still in shock from it because, you know, I would call him up and he'd go, "Hey, Vinny!" You know, he's always like full of life. He had a bounce in his step. And I learned, and you'll hear this tomorrow if you tune in class, you'll hear me say, I thought you were 40 years old. I really did. I thought he was 40. He was 70. And
gosh,
I mean, that's how much of a bounce in his step he had. So, Gwyneth, you have you've got a lot for us today, and you have some optimism, right?
Yeah.
Maybe rain.
It's I would like to sort of point something out to people. Because these are really terrible times. And, especially when you go through a time like when I was in New Zealand, sometimes, especially among the Maori people, you would have, you know, three or four people die in a certain friendship group within 1 month. So you'd have like 50 people who knew each other, and then three or four of them would die within a month. Okay, and it would just devastate that whole circle of friends. And you know, this it's really, really tragic, and it happens sometimes. But there is, I think, a great deal of cause for optimism. For one thing, Kurt Wilson was a believer in Jesus Christ, from what I remember. And that means that we see him again. We will see him again, because we are all Christians as well. We all pray to God. And, you know, that means that he's in heaven. His troubles are actually over. And I think it's probably a good thing that, you know, he's not going to be around to see what is going to come down the tracks, because it is going to be hard. And I'll explain where we're going, where they're taking us through the rest of the broadcast. But the optimistic side of this, and what we must never, ever lose sight of, is that they have actually lost already. And this is... What we are going into is the apocalypse. But the word apocalypse means revelation. And it means the revelation of Jesus Christ. It means that he's coming back. It means that they have lost already, because they serve the devil. And if anyone wants to get the Bible and read the book of the apocalypse or the book of Revelation, depending on what translation you read, it's called one of those two things. You'll see that the devil loses. And this period of time that we're going through, the whole thing lasts for 7 years. Okay? It's called the tribulation, or the great tribulation, and it's divided into two three-and-a-half-year periods. And we are entering the Jewish Sabbath year, which happens once every 7 years. And it's actually a grand Sabbath. So it's the 49th year going into the 50th year, which is the 50th cycle. Okay, so it's not just a seventh year, but it's a 49th year. So heading into a new cycle. So you actually get a 7-year grand Shemitah, grand sabbatical period. Okay? And I believe that, and a lot of Bible scholars as well believe that that's a time period that's being talked about by John the Revelator, and, you know, and also I think by the prophets Ezekiel and Daniel. They also spoke of a 7-year period in the future. So it's going to be really hard, and it's going to look like hell on earth. But what is at the end of it is the return of Jesus Christ to rule and reign for 1,000 years, and the devil being locked up at the end of it for 1,000 years. And the world actually having the chance to have 1,000 years of peace. And, you know, I'm having people that I know who have never studied the Bible before, but have heard, oh, this is like the apocalypse of John, from other people, maybe perhaps from me, but also from other people. And they actually go and read the book of Revelation, and they go, wow, this is exactly what we're
going to do. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and in Australia, Arjun in West Virginia. Welcome. You're on with Gwyneth.
Hey, Vincent. Hey, Gwyneth. Yesterday, Vincent, you said that, like, if we go to war with China, the thing is that, like, the gas will actually stop in just in 24 hours. I was wondering that, like, is there any alternative that we can actually do for the cars, you know, like, so you have just an alternative for the car?
Okay, Arjun, I didn't... Yes, I said that it is my belief that if there is an announcement that there is a skirmish that's escalating, that war has been declared, that shots have been fired, that kind of thing with either China or Russia, that I think the supply of gasoline for the villagers will dry up very, very quickly, and we'll see it within 24 hours. That's what I said. So, okay. Are you asking how to stretch gasoline? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I mean, like, how to stretch gasoline, or is there, like, should we actually invest in, like, some maybe bicycles, like electricity bicycles, so we can actually just move around, you know, like, in case, like, you cannot
Okay.
your car, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what I've done. Many years ago, decades ago, I saw this coming, and I am wrong. When I'm wrong by the timetable. I think it's going to happen sooner than it does. So it takes longer. So what I did was I bought a couple motorcycles, and I bought Honda Twin Stars, T-W-I-N-S-T-A-R. One of them is from 1980, one of them is from 1979. It's a small two-cylinder, 200cc, one of them is 180cc. It's a very small engine, and it will go maybe 60 miles an hour. It's called a commuter motorcycle. So it looks like a really beautiful piece of artwork. It's magnificent in every respect, and it will get fantastic miles per gallon, and you can put two people on it. That's what I did. So a gallon of gas will go, you know, 65 miles. But you have to have the tires. You have to make sure that you don't store gasoline in it over the winter because the carburetor will be, you know, gummed up. That's one thing. That's what I've done. Another thing, and it's street legal. Okay, it's a street legal motorcycle. And I think things are going to be so bad that you'll be able to ride around without license plates. You know, no one's going to stop you because there's going to be nobody to stop you. It's going to be chaos. As far as stretching gasoline, gasoline doesn't store very well. We know that, right? So what we have is diesel vehicles. We have a diesel Dodge Cummins truck, a 1999 Dodge, and it's great for pulling a heavy, heavy load. It's a three-quarter ton pickup, but if you have the tailgate off and you do 55 miles per hour, it will get 29 miles to the gallon. Now, we've proven that without modifying the engine at all, just keeping it in good running condition. I bought a Mercedes 300, an E300D. E300D, D for diesel, 1996 Mercedes, and they claim that it gets around 30 miles per gallon or so, maybe up to 35 on the highway if you drive it reasonably and you know, 55 miles an hour. I get in the mid 40 miles per gallon because I've worked on it. I've done some things to it to make it run better, and it gets fantastic mileage. Now, diesel, I don't know how long diesel will keep because I keep hearing that it doesn't keep very long. I got to tell you, I have diesel here for 16 years and it still works great. So if you get a 55-gallon barrel of diesel and you keep it out of the sun and you keep it at a constant temperature, diesel is great. But I don't think you can get a diesel motorcycle because diesel engines are heavy. As far as an electric bicycle, I hear it's the rage. I know someone who has one. One of our instructors has one. I saw it here at the farm years ago. I'm not really a big fan of it. I think a pedal bike is a great way to go because you don't have to depend on anything other than the tires and oiling the chain, and it'll probably last, you know, a lifetime if you keep it out of the sun. So as far as gasoline and stretching gasoline, well, what you do is you make the engines and the system more efficient. The way to do that is to make sure the air cleaner in your engine is very efficient. And they have reusable air cleaners made by a company called K&N, and they've gotten really expensive. But there are some copies of K&N air filters. They work just fine. I like them. And if you inflate your tires to the maximum pressure that they allow, you get more miles per gallon.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect and career criminal Daryl Brooks Jr. is being held on $5 million bail in a Wisconsin jail after prosecutors formally charged him with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. It should be noted a 6th person has now died, a young child passed Tuesday from their injuries. On a follow-up, a 15-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with the shooting at a park in Aurora, Colorado that left 6 teenagers wounded. The teen was charged with attempted first-degree murder, according to a news release from the Aurora Police Department. His identity is not being released due to his age.
Bill reforms put into action by some lawmakers across the country has had an adverse effect in California, with the recent smash-and-grab gangs looting California stores. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced there will be greater police presence around highly trafficked shopping malls after a series of mass thefts throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert tells Newsmax the price of energy going through the roof is a direct result of President Biden's policies.
It is very critical to this country, and John Dingell was an honorable, honest congressman, and he was not going to bring a carbon tax out of his committee. So what he said was that bill's not only a tax, it's a great big tax, and that's what Democrats and Biden have been trying to do. But you can't start an administration where you cancel a pipeline. You continue to work to cancel other pipelines. You make it harder to drill on federal land or cancel the ability to drill on federal land. Keep taking incremental steps towards shutting down the production of oil and gas and not expect it to affect the price. I mean, you know, one of my friends from college, he was in the oil and gas business. He said, who knew that would affect the price of oil? Being very sarcastic. But, of course, it affects the price of fuel. And one lady back in the Obama administration in East Texas said, you know, I'm scared with all they're doing to run up the price of energy that I'm going to be left in a home the way I started, with a wood-burning stove. And I said, I hate to tell you, but they're going to take your wood-burning stove, too. You're going to be worse off. And that's exactly where Biden's picked right up from the Obama administration and heading, and it's costing people severely.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something else. It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? Well, keep it. You've got your... Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us, and Arjun had some questions about cars. So when I mentioned increasing the inflation pressure of the tires, you look on the sidewall of the tires, and assuming all of the tires are the same make, model, construction, etc., it will say how many pounds per square inch the maximum inflation is. And if you take the tires, let's say the maximum inflation is 51 pounds per square inch, and you take it to, let's say, 40, versus what the door might say if you look at the pressure the manufacturer says, and they say, well, on the door, driver's door, I'll say maybe 28, 29, 30 pounds, 32. If you take it up to 40 pounds, you will decrease the rolling resistance. So you have a harder ride. It'll be a little more uncomfortable, but you'll get more miles per gallon. If you have a pickup truck and you take the tailgate off, completely off, you will get more miles per gallon at highway speeds. There are a bunch of bozos on TV saying that's nonsense. That's not, no, they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong. Just trying running down the road with a half sheet of plywood in the wind. You know, try doing that and see if it takes more effort or not. You'll see that what I'm telling you is true. So another thing is the air cleaner. If you're trying to breathe through a mask, you know, we're all saying, gosh, it's hard to breathe through these darn masks because of the restriction. Well, it's the same thing that happens with your engine. And you will starve the engine of air for combustion, meaning oxygen for combustion, with a dirty air filter. So you want to have a free-breathing air filter. But if it's too free-breathing, dirt will get through it. And it will destroy the engine with, you know, abrasion. So what you want to do is find a happy medium. And a K&N or one of the clones of a K&N is a great way to go. It's a reusable air filter, and all you do is wash it out gently with some warm water and detergent, or just wash it out in an oil bath and then re-oil it and put it back in. And I've got air filters that I've been reusing since the 90s, you know, like 30 years, and they're still the same air filter, and they're the reusable, recleanable one. So those are my thoughts. And, of course, you want to keep your foot, drive like you have an egg, a raw egg under your foot between the bottom of your shoe and the gas pedal, the accelerator pedal, because you'll be easy on the gas pedal. And if you're hard on it and you jam it down, you're going to burn more fuel. No question about it. Those are my very quick thoughts. Arjun, I know I went, you know, 120 miles an hour. You might need to re-listen to this particular part of the broadcast class to hear what I said. Did I answer your question? Oh, about the battery, about the bicycles, electric bicycles. You know, I don't have one. I do not have one, but I do have uninterruptible power that powers the farmhouse, you know, for the electronics, like the computers that I'm running right here right now for this class. Those two little batteries that will fit in, you know, the palm of your hand, and they're like $60, $70, maybe even $100 a piece now. The problem is they don't last very long. They last a few years. So if you have an electric bike and you have batteries, where are you going to get them to replace the ones that just failed in 2 or 3 or 4 years? So I don't know. So that's why I said back to the, you know, the old-fashioned pedal bike. And I'm thinking something more like an older model English. They used to call them English racers. So it's a light frame, 27-inch wheels, 10-speed with a derailleur, and that's a real efficient mechanism. So that, you know, but you live in the mountains in West Virginia, so. Half of the time it'll be, you know, you'll just coast down the hill. The other half of the time you'll be walking the bike up the hill, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Gwyneth, do you have any comments?
Yes, I've owned electric bicycles and electric tricycles, or an electric bicycle and an electric tricycle. And I can tell you something. The first half of the charge of the battery is great. The second half is a slog because the battery is heavy and it actually weighs you down. And when it begins to run down, it provides progressively less power. And when they say that it has a 50-mile range, for instance, like a typical range, you'll find that the first 25 miles are great and the second 25 miles, you progressively lose power on the battery and you're actually working a lot harder than you would be otherwise because you're pushing the battery along as well, especially if you live in a mountainous area. And I live in an area, I live near a mountain. So there's hills in my area, but and, you know, I would find with my electric tricycle, I would go into town. And it'd be great. And then I'd put the bike onto charge in town and I would go and buy my groceries and I'd put them in the tray of the electric tricycle and I'd head home and the extra weight of the groceries in the tray of the tricycle would really slow down my trip home. And the trip home would take 2 or sometimes maybe even 3 times as long as the trip in took. And I live about 15 miles out of town. So it was a pretty fair slog. And this particular model of electric tricycle The batteries would last for about between 500 and 800 miles, or kilometres. I think it was about 500 miles or 800 kilometres. And then you'd need a new battery. And the batteries cost about $700 for this particular model of electric tricycle. And that was a Tedco trike. And so I still have my Tedco trike, but it needs a new battery, or it needs the, I'll have to, maybe the existing battery would be okay if it was desulfonated, but that's job number 357 on the list. And at the moment I've just got more important things to do than to sit around for 3 days figuring out how to desulfonate a battery with it. I do have an electric fence charger, by the way.
Yeah, it's way too much.
It's getting the whole thing together.
Yeah, you don't want to use a 7,000 volt electric fence charger on the cells that power this electric bicycle. You'll destroy it really quickly.
The thing that goes but tick, tick, tick. Yeah.
I have a question for you, Gwyneth. Gwyneth, so are you in agreement with what I said about the electric bikes and the cost of the batteries and the lack of durability of the battery bank? It's an interesting concept. It's just not real practical in the long run. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'd absolutely be in agreement with them. But they are a lot of fun. And what you'll find if you have an electric bicycle, okay, which is what I had when I was living across the other side of the country, I had an electric bicycle, and I wasn't used to bicycling. I got the electric bike to help my legs because I was heading into my 30s, and I had little kids, and, you know, you give a little kid a bicycle, and they're like, meowing, off into the distance, and here's mum, you know, sort of puffing along behind. And I got the electric function on, you know, I got an electric motor kit for my bicycle just so that I could keep up with my son. And, you know, that was great because it did enable me to get my fitness back in my legs and to not feel discouraged. And I found that after I had gone over a period of a few weeks, because, you know, like we'd go on a bike ride and, like, you know, maybe 15 miles into town and back. It wasn't as far back then. It was the full round trip distance. And, you know, we used to do that maybe two or three times a week. And I found that after a month of doing that, that my fitness was completely back in order and that I hardly needed the electric function anymore. You know, that is the upside of an electric bicycle, is especially if you're over about the age of 30, which I was at the time, a little bit out of shape, mostly because I was driving everywhere before that. It does enable you to get out and about and, you know, get some of your fitness back that you had when you were younger, when you were riding a bicycle around all the time. And that fitness just goes away when you begin driving because you're not using that set of muscles anymore and they atrophy. Does that make sense? So there are upsides and downsides to them. It's up to you to decide whether it's worth your while.
Is there anything else that we can help you with?
No, guys, that's pretty much it. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys.
Arjun, there's one other thing. It just occurred to me. You know, we had at our Get Prepared Expo many years ago, we had seven of those expos where we tried to introduce people to all kinds of concepts and thoughts. And we had an exhibitor that I asked to come on and tell us about little scooters. They're called commuter scooters. So these are 49 cubic centimeter scooters. And at the time, they were $795. And they were little two-cycle engines. And you sort of pedal them, and you sort of have the engine help you. And it's not an electric bicycle, but it's a scooter. And it was a really neat idea if you lived in a city and you had a place to put this where it wouldn't get stolen while you're at work. And it got, you know, maybe 100 miles per gallon. It was a neat little thing, dangerous as could be, not because of the scooter, but because of all the GDP that are in the cars and trucks and don't pay attention to little scooters. So it was dangerous from a perspective of getting run over. But if you were the only one on the road, it was, you know, it was kind of a neat idea if you didn't have to carry too much. So that would probably be worth considering. However, the motorcycle that I bought was the same price. So I bought a 200cc motorcycle that's designed for durability, the Honda Twin Star, for $750, one was $795. So same price, but they were used. But bear in mind, if you know, there's nothing like having two doors and a roof and being surrounded by some metal when you're out, you know, in the doing automobile warfare, you know. So.
Actually, I can tell you a little bit about scooters. I'm very familiar with them. You know, like my father used to have like a scooter, you know, like, so cars were very costly at that point of time. And my father was a very honest guy. So he was in government, and government is back in India, it's like very corrupt. So I mean, like, if you are honest, you know, like, that's actually, you know, like, that's very difficult. It's very difficult to be honest there. So, I mean, like, he used to have, like, a scooter, and on the back of the scooter, my mom will sit, and then, like, my brother will sit in between, and I will stand in front of the scooter, and like, my sister will also adjust in between. So all five of us will go to a party, you know, like, wherever we were going or wherever we have to go, and just on the scooter, and we will just come back, you know, like, and it had, like, four gears, you know, like, and I used that scooter, you know, like, like doing my engineering, you know, like, so that is good for me, my father, you know, like, so yeah, I'm very familiar with this guy, yeah.
I guess you are. A scooter that's rated for 1.5 people, you got 5 on. Yeah, I think you got your money's worth. Arjun, thank you so much.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And Gwyneth, this reminds me of something. I remember Bob Chapman class? Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. I was on the air with him, and he was an instructor before he died here at USA Prepares. And I mentioned to him that in the 1950s and the 1960s, my mother was a stay-at-home mom. She raised me. That was her job. And in 1971, she went to work. And I asked Bob Chapman, what happened? Because, you know, in the 1950s, my dad was able to have a job where he earned in the $2,000 neighborhood per year, you know, high 2000s per year. Not 200,000, 2000, okay, as a teacher. And we were able to have one car, and we were able to have a house, and we were able to, you know, heat the house, and we had food and clothing. And we had everything we needed. Not extravagant, but everything we needed. Middle class. On one salary. That was 1950, 1960. But in 1971, my mom went to work. And I asked Bob, what happened? What happened? And he said, really simple. Taxes and inflation. And that's where we are today. That is exactly where we are today. For example, heating oil last month across the United States was $3.28. This month, it's $3.40. In 1 month, propane was $2.66. Now it's $2.74 a month later. But this summer it was $1.29. So from $1.29 to $2.74, Joe, you paying attention to Joe? So we're in a world of hurt, and this is creeping faster and faster and faster. It's increasing at an increasing rate. And the government's saying, well, you know, that turkey isn't costing that much more, you know, for tomorrow. It's not that much more. Yeah, it is. It is, because I remember turkeys at 19 cents a pound in my lifetime. So what Arjun is trying to figure out is how to stretch gasoline when it becomes less and less available. I really believe that the moment the shots are fired, it's going to be tough to get gasoline. I believe that. And people are saying, why should I be in business? I mean, if you look at these flash mobs, in California, they're targeting stores. It like 20, 30, 40, 50, 80 people show up all at the same time. They clean out a store in like 2 minutes. God bless you. The getaway cars are ready to go. That's where we are today. And so stores are beginning to say, forget it. Why should we have a store in San Francisco? Why should we have a store in Los Angeles? Stores are closing. They're closing because of these flash mobs. They really are. And if you look at the images, you'll see that it's not an open club where any particular color of skin can become a member of these clubs that flash rob these businesses. It's people with hoodies, and they're all the same color. But there is good news. The people who are in these mobs have figured out that if the pants are falling down around their knees, they can't run. So now they wear blue jeans like the rest of us.
That's funny.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah. It is. This is the thing. With the Bible prophecies, and this is why it's advantageous to study them, it says things. I think it was the prophet Ezekiel. It's not just the book of Revelation. It's Jesus talked about it in Matthew chapter 24 and Luke chapter 17. And the prophet Ezekiel talked about it. The prophet Daniel talked about it. Isaiah talked about it. Jeremiah talked about it. All the prophets talked about these times because they're that significant. And one thing I think it was the prophet Ezekiel said was specifically of Mystery Babylon, which is a nation that is mentioned in the Bible, and I believe that it's the North American continent is the land that he calls Mystery Babylon, because it's a land of all different nations. They all come together in the one country or the one land, and they build towers, which is something that the Babylonians were known for, was that they were the tower builders. And if you go back to even when the Native Americans had North America, they used to build towers, and they actually used to build ziggurats, you know, especially heading down towards Mexico. But also up into Texas and all the way up into Oklahoma, California, and Florida, they used to build ziggurats in this part of the world, which means that there must have been some ancient connection between them and the ancient land of Babylon. And I'll say what is meant by Mystery Babylon after the break, and what God had to say would happen to Mystery Babylon. So I think it's relevant. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, absolutely. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Author, researcher, environmental scientist. Off the grid in Australia.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.